Last night in the Taraweeh Salat, the 12th Surah was recited, which is Surah Hud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the main subject matter of this surah is Allah is calling towards His oneness, towards the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and towards istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our weaknesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He has said now in the Quran Sharif, and the main object of the Quran is Allah ta'budu illallah. You must worship nobody besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ. You make istighfar, you have got weaknesses, you are human beings. Directly you make your contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah for forgiveness for yourself. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. And you turn your life around now. Go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever has happened in the past, you ask Allah for forgiveness. Now you start moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُمَتِّعُكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمًّى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you an enjoyable life in this world until the time you pass away. And the rewards Allah will give in the year after, according to your actions, what you have done in this world, Allah will reward you. But remember, if you turn away, I fear a very, very severe punishment upon you people. You will have to come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. You will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you go to the qadi, the court, he has to have two qualities. One is power and one is knowledge. Allah says, I've got full power also and I've got full knowledge. You will have to stand before me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am the one who is giving you rozi and sustenance. And not only you, the whole creation of Allah ta'ala. إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah has taken responsibility to give you rozi and sustenance. So when Allah ta'ala has taken this responsibility and Allah is giving you all the time, therefore, believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make a mistake, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking for forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, man by nature is such, when we grant him any bounties, he becomes ungrateful, he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if that the bounty is taken away from him, إِنَّهُ لَيَؤُسٌ كَفُورٌ, he loses complete hope, he becomes mayus, he is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgets all the old bounties. And now after that bounty has been taken away, Allah grants him bounties again, then he forgets about what conditions he was going through. And he says, ذَهَبَتْ سَيَّئَاتُ عَنِّي, ذَهَبَتْ سَيَّئَاتُ عَنِّي. Pride and arrogance comes into a person. And he doesn't attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, this evil has gone away from me. Now he's very, very happy and proud. Allah says, except those people who have got the quality of sabr and they do good actions, they immediately attribute every single thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this must be our quality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a person whose object of life is only, whose object is only this worldly life and the beauties of this worldly life, Allah ta'ala in this world will give him whatever good actions also he does, Allah will pay him back in this world. But in the year after, there won't be anything at all for that person besides the fire of Jahannam. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail, or before that day, Allah ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ فَالنَّارُ مُوْعِدُ. A person who doesn't believe in the kitabs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any one kitab also of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there are different groups who don't believe in the Quran Sharif, so that person, فَالنَّارُ مُوْعِدُ, the fire of Jahannam is his place. He shows that now till the day of Qiyamah, only a person will accept the Quran Sharif, will accept the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All other shariats, all other ways have been abrogated. Until the day of Qiyamah, nothing else will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in great detail mentions the incidents of the Anbiya alayhim as-salam. They all came with the same message of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah ta'ala, and asking the people to ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness, to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam came to his people, and he told his people to accept the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. But they had pride and arrogance in them. Nuh alayhi salam even told them, La as'alukum alayhi mala, I'm not asking you for any worldly benefits. My reward is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, you have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. They were not prepared to accept. He started fighting with Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Eventually, 950 years, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam gave da'wah to his people. Allah ta'ala commanded him to build a ship, and you must go on the ship with your people, get saved. While he was building the ship, the people are going past, and they were making a big joke of him, laughing and mocking at him. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, major of sabr, and eventually Allah ta'ala told him, you must go with the people who accepted Iman. After 950 years, only about 80 people accepted Iman. وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Allah says only a small amount of people accepted Iman with him. And the ulama say that from the five Anbiya alayhimu salam were called Ulul Azam, great Anbiya alayhimu salam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. He was one of the great Anbiya alayhimu salam, even though his followers were very, very few, only 80 followers. So it shows that the effort a person makes, he will be successful in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if his followers are very, very few. Allah says, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Smaller followers he had, but he was on the right path, he was truthful, he had a very, very high status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it doesn't depend on your numbers, but it depends on the truth and the message which a person is propagating and giving. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam goes on the ship, and he is successful. Nuh alayhi salam's son also, he did not accept the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He encouraged his son, but his son was not prepared to accept, and eventually he was destroyed. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made dua on behalf of his son, Allah Ta'ala became upset with Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Ta'ala said, this was disrespectful. You cannot make dua for him. He left this world without iman. And immediately Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness when he realized he had made an error, he had made a mistake. So similarly, we must also have this quality. As soon as we make a mistake, immediately a person must not justify his action, but he must make tawbah, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Hud alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people also. He told them the same thing. Accept the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make tawbah istighfar. Yurisil as-samaa'a alaykum idrara. You will make tawbah. Your gunas and sins are blocking the rains from coming down. And your strength, you are becoming weaker and weaker because of sins. You will make istighfar. Allah will increase your strength. Allah will give you physical strength. Allah will give you spiritual strength. They were not prepared to accept him. And they said, our gods have made you mad. And they mocked him in different ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them eventually. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam went to his people. Same thing he said, istaghfiruhu thumma tubu ilayh. Accept the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make istighfar, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, oh Salih alayhi salam, when you were young, we had high hopes in you. You'll become a great person in society. Now you're going on to deen. The people who are on deen are very, very far. They got no understanding. They are backwards. They will never be successful in life. We thought you will become a rich person in life. You will get a certain degrees. Qad kunta fina marjuan. We had great hopes in you. But now you're going in a funny way like this. They're calling us towards deen. He continued giving them da'wah towards deen. He eventually showed them the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sign of Allah ta'ala was a camel. They even destroyed the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hard-hearted they had become. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment came over them. And they also were destroyed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, did we send the angels? They went to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the same angels who were supposed to punish the people of Lut alayhi salam. But when they went to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they gave him glad tidings. So it was the same angels. So those who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those angels will help and assist those people. And you are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angels will go against the person. So they come to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they give him glad tidings that he will be getting a child. And when they go to Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, he gets worried that these people, he thought they were mihman and guests, they came in the form of human beings. These people were involved in a very, very evil action of homosexuality. They were doing an upside down action. So anyhow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels, take Lut alayhi salam and his people and save them. And you must punish these people. The punishment Allah gave, Ja'alna aliya astafila. So up for portion, Allah ta'ala took it up in the heavens, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and he threw it down and they were completely destroyed. And on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِنْ سِيجِيلِ. We rained down upon them stones. Because such an evil and vile action they had done. They had done upside down action, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned them upside down. And then on top of that, Allah ta'ala sent stones, and every one of them was marked with the person's name, and they were destroyed in this most severe way. And until today, Allah has made a sign in the world, the Dead Sea, where nothing will grow there at all, because of the evil action which they had done. So this shows the evil action of homosexuality, how disliked and despised it is in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Shu'ib alayhi salatu wasalam. He went to his people, and his people were also involved in shirk. Because you don't have ta'aluk in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your money becomes an object in a god in life. So they told Mushnut Shu'ayb alayhi salam that our money, you are stopping us from doing what we want in our business. We can do with our money what we want to. You got no right to tell us. We're not following any laws with our money. We'll make as much money as we want to. Whatever ways we want to do, we'll do it. Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam gave them da'wat. They were not prepared to accept, and they wanted to kill him and cause harm to him. Allah ta'ala saved him, and he destroyed those people. Then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Firaun. He also was not prepared to accept, and he eventually was destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are few examples we have given to you. So you must take lesson, ponder about these people, how they eventually they were destroyed. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you remain steadfast, giving your da'wah towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ. And those who make tawbah with you, you'll stay on a straight path of iman and Islam. وَلَا تُدْغَوْ. Never ever exceed the bounds. Go out of the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how this will happen? وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Never incline to those people who are zalims and oppressors, the kuffar and disbelievers, even sinful people. Do not incline towards them. Never mind sitting in their sohbat and their company. Even mentally a person must not incline towards them, have any love in them. Otherwise the fire of Jahannam will touch you. And وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ. Perform salah. This will build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the portions of the day, some portions of the night. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يَذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. These good actions, they will wipe out all evil actions which a person is doing in his life, any weaknesses he has got within himself. But all the time he is building up his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there were two reasons why people were destroyed. One is there was not any intelligent people in the city preventing the people from evil. When the people were doing wrong, no one prevented them. That is why they were destroyed. And second thing is that the people followed the rich people, the affluent people. They looked up to the affluent people. These are so affluent people, so rich people. Look at them. And they started following them, following their footsteps. In today's times, film actors, sports stars, people are following them. They are the affluent people. They are the people we must follow. And people will follow them. They will not prevent from evil. And this eventually will lead to the destruction of people. The next surah is Surah Yusuf. In Ya Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, I think when a person is giving da'wah towards the oneness of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he will go through great difficulties and trials in his life. At some certain times also he will be kicked out of his house and forced to make hijrat. In Ya Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is giving consolence to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the people of God will be jealous of you, over you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They will kick you out of Makkah Mukarramah. They will make a lot of difficulty for you. But oh Nabi of Allah, you don't worry. You remain steadfast. And eventually how Yusuf Alayhi Salaam was successful and all his enemies came humbling themselves before him. Similarly, you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your enemies will come before you later on. You will be forced to make hijrat, like how Yusuf Alayhi Salaam was forced to make hijrat. And eventually, but the izzat and honor which Yusuf Alayhi Salaam, eventually he becomes the king. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also eventually becomes the king of Madinah Munawwara, and he becomes the king of the entire world. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave him the izzat and honor. So this is in your days, consolation for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and for every single ummati also. That in your life you will go through different halat and conditions, but the person's connection must be with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Eventually you will always be successful in your life. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that this is the best of stories, because it shows every single person, it shows the rise of nations and the fall of nations. It shows each human being the different stages he will go through in life and how he must come out of those difficulties and problems in life. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says Yusuf Alayhi Salaam saw in his dream. So he went and made mashwara with his father. From here we learn when a person is young, always we must make mashwara with our elders, turn to our elders, ask them if a person, whatever is facing a person in his life, and with the mashwara of the elders, when they will guide us, they will show us the right path, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's help and assistance will come there. Yusuf Alayhi Salaam made mashwara with his father. Eventually he was successful. His brothers did not make mashwara, they did not consult with the elders. Because of that they were involved in hasad and jealousy, which eventually led to their downfall. So Yusuf Alayhi Salaam had a good dream. His father interpreted it that he will have a good, Allah will give him great honor and respect in his life. But his brothers became jealous and they wanted to kill Yusuf Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Eventually they take Yusuf Alayhi Salaam and they throw him down a well, and they're trying to cause harm to him. They actually wanted to kill him, but Allah put it in their hearts. They threw him in a well. Some people come and they lift him up from the well and they take him to Egypt, where he is sold there. And now another examination comes in his life. He's living in the palace of the king. Those people try to drop him down, but Allah gave him izzat. Allah put him in the palace of the king. Now Yusuf Alayhi Salaam is staying there in a minister's palace, and the wife of the minister, a very beautiful lady also, and Yusuf Alayhi Salaam, a very, very handsome person, half of beauty was given to Yusuf Alayhi Salaam. What an examination is given to him, that the woman comes, and every single person in life will face this examination of woman. A woman will come and present herself. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that Yusuf Alayhi Salaam, what an examination. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. In the house he was living in, not a woman who was a stranger, but in that house which he is living in, she is encouraging you, not yet you are giving da'wat also, she is encouraging you to come and to fulfill your desires. She locks all the doors and she says, come. But Yusuf Alayhi Salaam immediately remembers Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He says, Ma'ad Allah, may Allah protect me. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي, He is my creator and sustainer. How he has looked after me. If I do wrong, I will never be successful. وَلَقَدْ هَمَّدْ بِي, she had thoughts and desires for Yusuf Alayhi Salaam. وَهَمَّدْ بِيَا, he was a human being also. He also had, the thought came within his mind, it passed through his mind. Like a person is fasting on a hot day in Ramadan, and the water is in front of him. The desire comes to drink the water, but he doesn't drink the water, he gets great, great rewards in the sight of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The desire will come to every human being. But what Yusuf Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, as our Buzruf say, he did not stand there now and start making dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, oh Allah save me, and he immediately runs away. From the place of fitna, a person must run away. Yusuf Alayhi Salatu Wasalam runs towards the door. She starts chasing him, and then they find the minister at the door. When they do this here, then these women are very unloyal. They will betray you. Today they are showing their love to you, but tomorrow they will betray you. Immediately she says that Yusuf Alayhi Salaam wants to do wrong with me. He must either be jailed or he must punish him very, very severely. But Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, because Yusuf Alayhi Salaam was a chaste person, Allah's help and assistance comes to him. Small baby in the cradle speaks on behalf of Yusuf Alayhi Salaam, and Yusuf Alayhi Salaam is saved. The child could not speak, but Allah looked after the izzat and chastity of a person. Whoever will look after his chastity, Allah will protect that person, and Allah will give him izzat and honor in this world. Anyhow, she is very, very upset. All the women get together and they are speaking about her. She calls them, gives them a da'wat. And in front of all of them, she shows Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. They get so shocked when they see Yusuf alayhi salam, they cut their fingers. This woman says, you see, this is the man who was encouraging me. I think I have to put him in jail if he doesn't fulfill my desires. All the women agree. So Yusuf alayhi salam says, oh Allah, I prefer going to jail, but I will never ever involve myself in haram and evil. This must be the fikr and concern of a believer. I will never do haram, disobey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I prefer going to jail and going through some difficulty, but Allah will look after me there. So anyhow, Yusuf alayhi salam is prepared to go to jail. That is why it comes in a hadith, a great, great virtues. A youngster who remains engaged in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Another one is a person who, a woman of beauty, a woman of status, of wealth, she calls a person towards haram, towards evil, and he says, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turns away from that. No matter what difficulty he might go through in life, it will be for a short while, but eventually Allah will give him izzat and honor. And a person who falls in that evil and guna and sin, thori der ki lizzat hamesha ki zillat. For a short while he will get some enjoyment, but then forever and forever he will be disgraced and embarrassed thereafter. Yusuf alayhi salam made a sacrifice, he goes to jail. While going into jail also, he does not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is always giving da'wah towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala mentions here in the jail also, he gives da'wah towards the oneness and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People come to him, they come with the interpretation of their dreams. Yusuf alayhi salam gives it to them. And then he tells them, one of them, that you will be saved after you will leave the prison. But I want you to remember me by the king. So when the person goes out, he forgets about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Some mufassirin say that on the high status of Yusuf alayhi salam, there was nothing wrong with telling another person, but because he was a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was supposed to have made direct contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. Yusuf alayhi salam, because of this slight error he made, his taluk and connection was not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the highest level, so he had to remain in jail for a few extra years. He continued making dua to Allah ta'ala, increasing spiritually, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made such a system that the king himself had a dream, and there was no one who could interpret it besides Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. When the king hears how Yusuf alayhi salam interprets the dream, somebody goes to the jail and they ask Yusuf alayhi salam, the king is shocked, and the king says, bring him to me, I want to give this person, he's got a very great status. But Yusuf alayhi salam says, no, first you must prove my innocence, I'm a chaste person, I'm a pure person. All the women who are there, they know I was a chaste and a pure person, call all of them. They call all of them, and all these women are prepared. They are forced to admit that Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was a pure and chaste person, and all of them are embarrassed and disgraced. So a person who keeps his purity, and he wants to remain a pure and chaste person, Allah will look after him. And even if people will accuse him, and they will try to put all accusations against him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect the izzat and the chastity of that person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us chaste throughout our lives. This is a very, very great quality, especially in today's times. Person will keep his eyes pure, the person will keep his private parts pure. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you guarantee me two things, I guarantee you Jannah. You guarantee me your tongue, you don't speak all wrong things. And you guarantee me the two portions between your legs, your private parts, I guarantee for that person Jannah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and understanding. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue with the rest of the incident.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We will be reading a hadith with regards to the virtues of zikr. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله عز وجل أنا عند ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه حين يذكرني إن ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي وإن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ هم خير منهم إلى آخر الحديث رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ عنہ سے مروی ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ حق تعالی شان و ارشاد فرماتے ہیں کہ میں بندہ کے ساتھ ویسا ہی معاملہ کرتا ہوں جیسا کہ وہ میرے ساتھ گمان رکھتا ہے اور جب وہ مجھے یاد کرتا ہے تو میں اس کے ساتھ ہوتا ہوں بس اگر وہ مجھے اپنے دل میں یاد کرتا ہے تو میں بھی اس کو اپنے دل میں یاد کرتا ہوں اور اگر وہ میرا مجمع میں ذکر کرتا ہے تو میں اس مجمع سے بہتر یعنی فرشتوں کے مجمع میں جو معصوم اور بے گناہ ہے تذکرہ کرتا ہوں. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Almighty Allah says, I deal with my slave according to his expectations from me, and I am with him when he remembers me. If he remembers me in his heart, I remember him in privacy. And if he remembers me in a gathering, I remember him, make mention of him in a nobler and much better gathering of the Anbiya and great angels. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, I deal with my slave according to his expectations from me, and I am with him when he remembers me. If he remembers me in his heart, I remember him in privacy, and if he remembers me in a gathering, I remember him, make mention of him, in a nobler and much better gathering of the Anbiya and great angels. Keeping this hadith in consideration, we should make ذكر okay. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني دل مرا هو جائك ميدانه هو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو aur mere tan mein bajaye aabohin dard-e-dil ghair se bilkul hi ut jaye nazar tu hi tu aaye nazar dekho jinan la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam la ilaha الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا عطا ذر درد دل کے مرتا ہے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یارم طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اتاو امرکم میر امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La مجھ کو سراپا ذکر بنا دے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا نکلے میرے ہر بن منہ سے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو کبھی چھوڑے بھی نہ چھوٹے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا حلق سے نکلے سانس کے بدلے ذکر تیرا اے میرے خدا اب تو رہے بس تانہ میں آخر ورن زبا اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں
ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بن کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں نعرہ مستانہ خوش میائیدم تاب جانا چنی می بائیدم اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اپنے ملنے کا پتا کوئی نشاں تم بتا دے مجھ کو اے رب جہاں نام لیتے ہی نشا سا چھا گیا نام لیتے ہی نشا سا چھا گیا ذکر میں تاثیر دور جام ہے اللہ اللہ اینچے شیری نستے نام شیر و شکر میش و جانم تمام اللہ 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 اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Just a few announcements number one Today is the day of Jumu'ah So we don't have 11 o'clock program Inshallah the bayan will start at 12:15 So before that, we should come early to the masjid, engage ourselves in the amal of Jumu'ah, the actions of Jumu'ah, increase our recitation of Durood Sharif, read Surah Kaf, Salat Tasbih, etc. And number two is that we should be particular, especially the Jumu'ah time, we should not cross people who are performing Salah. And many brothers are walking past the people who are performing Salah, sit in our places until everyone is finished Salah, and then after that we can leave the masjid. We should not walk past somebody while he's performing Salah. The third thing is that we have prepared these small papers to ask us how much of tilawat of Quran we have recited. So we humbly request the brothers, it will take maybe 1-2 minutes, just to write how many paras you have recited until now, and till the end of Ramadan, what is your intention. We just fill it in, it will take us 1 minute, inshallah. And those who cannot read Quran, write there, I cannot read Quran Sharif. If you can't read Quran Sharif, so write there, I cannot read. And the others should please fill it in now, and then please leave it back in this cup here. Jazakallah. SubhanAllah, bihamdi. SubhanAllah, bihamdi. SubhanAllah, bihamdi. SubhanAllah, bihamdi. SubhanAllah, bihamdi. SubhanAllah, bihamdi. SubhanAllah, bihamdi.